Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion about preparing for a correction.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Well, we'd like to tell you and promise you that real estate always goes up, but we can't. From our experience, it's kind of a stepladder, stepping stone. It does long-term appreciate. That's why it's considered an appreciating asset. But there are corrective markets.
And when the correction does occur, the only people that get hurt if in owning income-producing property are those that sell.
Or residential, possibly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, those that sell. If you don't have to sell in a recession, don't do it. Because recessions always end, and recessions always look like this, as we have right now, when it's over. And this is a period of time when you make substantial gains, and you put yourself in a position where you can't get knocked off of your perch. That's the key.
Last program. When we talked about short-term consumer debt, usually the higher interest debt that you'll want to resolve now while you've got the liquidity to do that possibly.
Exactly. Take care of that. Get out of a situation where you may come up short for cash flow, short for income, and take a look also at your long-term mortgage debt. Some of you will have balloon payments due within the first 10 years of a new loan. And that's the standard of commercial borrowing. So if that 10-year balloon payment happens to occur in the next, say, 3 years, you might think in terms of either refinancing or maybe making an adjustment in your portfolio to avoid seeing a situation that in the short run costs you substantially as an increased interest rate on a new loan.
In residential real estate, what I'd suggest you kind of infill and clean up is check to see if you had mortgage insurance at the time of purchase. If you're required because you were higher risk, that means lower, like FHA, 3.5% down, 5% down, 10, anything less than 20% down payment at the time of your purchase, you want to check for that. And if you have mortgage insurance, it may be time to challenge that and get it removed based on the values today. So you're not making a payment towards insurance that's not needed. So look at that. It's essential that you go to your current mortgage holder and say, do I have mortgage insurance and do I still need to have mortgage insurance? What's the process to cancel that?
That would then, what, reduce your monthly mortgage payment if you were to eliminate the mortgage insurance?
Right. You're paying for an insurance plan you don't need.
Exactly.
Check into that. We'll talk more on the potential and corrective markets next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.